No one can deny history. The fact that the Wright brothers flew their airplane at Kitty Hawk, or that George Washington was the first president of the United States, is undeniable. Facts are facts, and that's that. For that reason, each Christian has a remarkable, powerful story to tell that cannot be denied. It is the story of your personal experience with God. No one can deny the account of your personal testimony. It is history. It is what happened to you. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to give your personal testimony. On two occasions in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul gave his testimony. It is recorded in the 22nd and 26th chapters of the book of the Acts. You would do well to read these two chapters to learn from this man of God. You'll notice, although the story is very personal, full of I and me and my, which of course it had to be, he kept Christ central. And although he told essentially the same story both times, he adapted it to different people to whom he was speaking, that it might be understood clearly and might communicate effectively. Each of us has the desire to do our best when we speak for Christ. For that reason, let's look for a few minutes at the greatest example of effective communication that ever lived, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Never a man spake like this man. No one before or since. There are three scriptures that give insight into this matter. The first is Mark 1:22, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes." Jesus spoke as one sent from God. He spoke with the power of personal conviction. Let me suggest that a quiet, humble statement of actual experience captures the attention of your hearers. The second scripture is Luke 4:22, "And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words that proceedeth out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son?" Jesus spoke in a gracious manner. He was not overbearing and offensive. The third scripture is Luke 4:32, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." This was the power that came from a desire to bring glory to his Father in heaven and do his will. His life gave his words power. Paul speaks of this, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sakes." In Christ, therefore, we find the authority of personal experience and conviction spoken in a gracious, loving manner with the power and humility and the desire to bring glory to God. One of the most helpful things that you can do is to think through on your own personal experience and state it in such a way that it will make sense to a non-Christian. Many have found a great deal of help in taking the time to actually write it out so that the pertinent facts get firmly fixed in the mind. Keep it short. Most people can share the important points in 3 or 4 minutes. One last thing. Use the scriptures to document the truth of your words. Your personal experience, coupled with a meaningful verse or two from the Bible, will pack a wallop. The Holy Spirit will use it to do his work in the heart, to convict of sin and righteousness and judgment. Make the story of your encounter with Christ so clear that another person hearing it will know how to receive the Lord. May God bless you as you testify to his love and grace.